scripture lesson is these familiar words from the beginning of the Gospel of John. Listen for God's word to you. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all peoples. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Every year, as predictable as bad weather on Sunday, is a story from somewhere that the baby Jesus in a nativity scene on a church lawn or on a town square has somehow gone missing. Every year, somewhere, even in sunny western Pennsylvania. One Advent, it happened to me, though it wasn't my own personal arrangement. The church I served in Lakewood, New Jersey, had a life-size nativity scene that Bill Erb dragged out of our basement every year. It wasn't one of those sets of carved figures, life-size or not, made out of resin these days. This was just a group of full-size painted plywood figures. We had two grown-up shepherds, one kid shepherd, three wise men, one donkey, two sheep, one angel-star combination, and of course, Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus. There was a three-dimensional stable, an actual manger, in which the cutout baby Jesus, so big, was propped, and real hay all around, about a foot thick. The set had been used for years, years before I got there, at least two ministers before me. And every year, on the Monday after Thanksgiving, up it went, the stable first, and then through the Advent season, at random intervals, the shepherds, who were looking at straw, followed by the wise men, same thing, followed by the animals and then the manger proper. But always the Saturday before the Sunday before Christmas, Saturday before the Sunday before Christmas, Mary and Joseph, the angel and the star. The baby Jesus went in on Christmas Eve morning. Well, this year all was going according to plan, but after the stable went up, I noticed that it was looking a little more rustic than it should have. Now, I didn't want to criticize the quality of an old and venerable display, but it was getting a little dingy. But when the shepherds and the wise men go up, and I notice that half of a shepherd's beard is bare plywood, and that one wise man's toes were becoming delaminated, I had to say something. I asked a friend how to approach Bill Erb, because Bill could be a jolly, happy soul, or he could be a real Grinch. Merry Christmas, bah humbug. You never knew. Try your luck, was the advice. In other words, my friend wanted me to make the suggestion. I should have asked a braver friend. So as gently as I could, I mentioned to Bill that while I'm so grateful for the nativity scene, some of the figures could use a light touch-up, you know. Pause. You know, I think you're right. I meant to do that last year, but never got around to it. And he turns on his heels, walks out, the church office was in a building right next to the church proper, goes out across the lawn and uproots three wise men and both grown-up shepherds. For some reason, the little shepherd stayed. The kid was all right. Bill loads all the refurbishees on his beat-up red pickup, and in a cloud of blue smoke, away he goes. 3 days later, I come to work, and lo and behold, all five figures are back, looking much brighter and with all their parts intact. Only trouble was, the stable was missing. I guess that when Bill brought the figures back, he saw how cruddy the stable looked by comparison and disassembled it for repair as well. And sure enough, a few days after that, without so much as a ho, 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 the stable is reassembled and looking like it came straight off a Hallmark greeting card. The animals, when they went up, were repainted too. The donkey looked more like a Palomino pony, but that's artistic license. Who knows, really? Maybe it's one of those mysteries of Advent. The Saturday before the Sunday before Christmas, up go Mary and Joseph and the angel star combination. It's terrific. Bill has really gotten into this painting thing. Mary's blue robe looks like it came from Saks Fifth Avenue, and Joseph looks incredibly intent. Everything was right on track now for a joyous and very colorful Christmas Eve. Now, Christmas Eve that year was on a Saturday. That meant that when we went home Friday afternoon, late Friday afternoon, the nativity scene was not yet complete. It occurs to me, I remember, that I might have mentioned this to Bill so that we'd be complete at least a couple of days before Christmas Eve, but I didn't. When I drove home, the floodlights were on, but we were still awaiting the infant's arrival. Well, Saturday is one of those run-around days because things haven't gotten any better. I still didn't have what I wanted to have for Christmas morning. So I didn't get to church until about 4 o'clock for the 5 p.m. family service. I drive up the driveway to my office, and I'm not there 2 minutes when Jackie, the administrative assistant and a helper with the service, came pounding on the door. Officer said right next to the church. I mean, pounding on the door, clearly upset. I go to answer the door, and I am running through an inventory of what I could possibly have messed up. But I was coming up blank. Baby Jesus isn't there, she says imploringly. What? I ask. Not there? I heard her. I was stalling for time. He's not there. He's gone. Someone stole him. Are you sure? Maybe Bill hasn't. No. Bill never forgets. He must have put him out this morning. Was it there earlier? Did you see it? Mind you, I'm thinking very literally here. Did you see the figure of Jesus set up in the manger? We walk out across the lawn, because from the office I can only see the back of the stable. It faces toward the square. Well, we get around, there are the shepherds, the three sagacious souls, the donkey, the sheep, Mary, Joseph, and the angel star combo, but no plywood baby Jesus at all. Oh, terrific, I say something like that. We hustle back to the office to try to call Bill, but Bill isn't home, or at least not answering his phone, and back then, this was before cell phones. "Oh, perfect," I say, or something like that. It's Christmas Eve, and baby Jesus has gone missing. And we just look at each other. So an hour before the service, cars bearing choir people are coming in trying to find parking spaces. I go to my office to try to get things together for the early service. Jackie tools off trying to find Bill, who lives at the edge of town, and we both hoped find the baby. You know, I smile when I tell this story now. I wasn't smiling then. What would Christmas be without baby Jesus? What would the parishioners say? What would the missing figure say about our care for the heart of our faith? I could see it happening. Some news photographer takes a picture of the scene with the absent Jesus. Headline: a newspaper calls me for a "What Happened" story. The headline reads, "Local pastor can't find baby Jesus." That would play very well at the annual meeting. Now, of course, when I think back on it, it dawns on me that perhaps it wasn't really all that bad. Really. Maybe, I know this is a little stretch, maybe Jesus isn't in the manger where we'd expect to find him, but rather he's somewhere in the midst of our rather messy lives instead. Maybe Jesus isn't where we want to put him, because that's not what Jesus is about in the first place. I've come to believe that Jesus is never lost. He may, however, be missing in action. This is a profound difference. If Jesus is merely lost, we've got to search him out. But if, on the other hand, he's missing in action, then he may well be at work in places we're unaware of. And he's likely to reveal himself in unexpected ways. Wasn't that the case on the first Christmas Eve? We paint a nice picture with a stable and a manger, not only in church lawns and Christmas cards, but more importantly in our minds. But it was much more likely a very smelly, noisy place, hardly where we'd expect to find the Messiah, the King of Kings. The real deal was probably a cave with rock walls, a dirt floor, and a few bats hanging around. But for that, I'm thankful. I'm thankful that Jesus is willing to make a home in unexpected places, less than perfect places. I'm thankful that Jesus is at home in the dusty, crowded stable, and even more thankful that he refuses to stay there. Jesus isn't lost, he's missing in action. If we're looking for him, if we think we've lost Jesus, let's revisit those complicated, cluttered, and difficult places. We'll find him there hard at work, reaching out, touching, healing, knowing all our most undignified secrets and loving us anyhow. This is a time, a season filled with memories. It's a quiet, peaceful, warm time. Christmas Eve is a night for deep joy and good feelings. It's a time to admire the newborn baby and marvel at the miracle of his arrival. But it's also a time to prepare for his call, because it won't be long before he will be calling us to follow him. Are we willing to be a part of the new world? Or will we leave Jesus in the manger and pack him up for another year? We might, and often do. But it really makes the whole Christmas celebration a bit hollow if we do that. Yeah, nativity scenes would look a bit odd with no baby Jesus at the center. But it feels right in a way that he isn't there. He's out in the corner in the clutter of this world. I remember thinking at the time that some of the local kids took him. "Hey, come on, let's go steal baby Jesus." All right. Maybe in the scheme of things, they were doing us a theological favor. He's not lost. May not be where we put him. May not be where we'd like to keep him. but he's not lost. He's out there, rejoicing with those who rejoice and weeping with those who weep. He won't rest in the manger for long. He's out there working and invites us to help. So, back to Lakewood. I get through the family service. Amazingly, no one has said anything. And I sure as heck wasn't going to say anything. Jackie reports there is no bill anywhere. We leave for dinner about 7 and come back about 10, 11 o'clock candlelight service. The lights are on the scene, and I can see that from the back as I drive up. Just before the service, for some reason I can't now remember, I decide to go check one more time. As I'm coming out of the office, there's Bill. "Well, what do you think?" he asks. Words fail me. And for an ex-lawyer, that's saying something. What did I think? What did I think? He lost baby Jesus, that's what I think. Fortunately, I held my tongue, a rare occurrence, I assure you. We walk out to the manger. Bill is starting to explain that he started to repaint the baby Jesus plywood, but no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't get the figure to look just right. I act like I'm listening, but I am really thinking dark thoughts. I turn the corner and I look back. There's the stable. There's the two old, one young shepherd. There's the wise men and the donkey and the sheep, and the angel star combo is in place. Mary and Joseph, too. The manger is there. But in the manger, no figure of baby Jesus. What was in the manger, buried deep down into the straw, was a bright light. You could see the orange cord coming out the back. One of those work lights with a yellow plastic cage around it. I step back to the sidewalk. There they all are, lined up. And they're looking into the manger. But they weren't looking at a piece of painted plywood. They were looking at the light. Just so. They are looking not at a figure of Jesus at all. They're looking at the light. And Bill is grinning ear to ear. Miserable sinner that he was, he got it right. He got it just right. May God bless us, everyone. Merry Christmas.